We live in a world where everybody talks about spirituality. There's a whole industry, I think, out there about spiritual things, you know. There's all kinds of different types of spirituality, and there's all kinds of different definitions of spirituality. Yahadus, Judaism, has a very unique formula. And it seems to be the only, to the best of my knowledge, realistic formula that exists. And that is a combination of two major ingredients. And let me explain. In the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, where the Torah tells us a mitzvah v'asiso mizbeach miktar k'toiros, that besides the mizbeach, besides the korbonos that were brought on the mizbeach, there's another requirement for the mishkan, and that is a mizbeach k'toiros, an altar, so to speak, whatever that means, a place where the k'toiros, that means the different spices, we say it after davening on Shabbos, some people say it daily, where these things were mixed together, and a mincha was given, a spice offering with fragrant smell was presented to Hashem in the Mishkan, besides the korbanos and everything else that took place. And the Sipurno explains the reason for this. And he says, besides the fact that the Mishkan was a place, the previous pasuk just says it here, Shochanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally dwelling amongst B'nai Yisrael. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to B'nai Yisrael, make me a home where I can come visit you. Like an elderly parent, or the child leaves the house and the parent says, please fix over the garage so I can come. I'll have a place to stay when I visit you. I so want to be close to you that I need a place where I can come and be in your midst. Not only that, he says that by the korbonos, the Sipurno says, the Pasuk says when they would bring these korbanos, it would be Zeh Hadover, this is a Pasuk in Vayikra, Asher Tzivo Hashem V'Tasu, this is what Hashem commands you do, V'Yeiro Aleichem Kvod Hashem, and the glory of Hashem will appear upon you. You'll literally see, I guess you don't see Hashem, but I know you don't see Hashem, but you see the glory, you feel that sense of grandeur and greatness, and the Kvod Hashem is upon you because of the Maisa HaKorbonos, the miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and that sense of a Shochanti B'Soichom, and that sense of a Yero Aleichem for Hashem was not Shaykh. I would define that as the ultimate spirituality. Imagine being in the place where Hashem himself says, this is the place I come to live, to be in your midst. And if you bring these Korbonos, V'Yero Aleichem Kved Hashem, you'll see the Kved Hashem, whatever level of seeing that is, but you feel that sense of Kavod Hashem. Yet the Sipurno says, we were commanded to make a Mizbeach HaKtoiros, aval hoyo inyan ha-Mizbeach, was besides these things, lichabed es hokel, to honor Hashem Yisborach, acharei bo elakabel berotzen avoydes amoy bekorbonos haboike bo'erev. After he comes to accept the avoyda of bringing the korbonos in the morning and at night, now we want to show him honor by giving him, he says, a mincha. V'l'shacher ponu b'minchas k'teiras. Here's a gift. We give you this k'teiras, this sweet-smelling sense, incense that we give to you. Al derech ha-posuk, hovel Hashem kevoid shemoy, hishtachal, su mincha, uvoyu lefonov. Bring kovod to Hashem and elevate, and bring forward this mincha, this minchas ha-k'teiras, and come in front of him. Seems that the Torah is teaching us here that the ultimate spiritual experience, what could be a greater spiritual experience than being in the place where it says, V'shachanti b'soichom. V'osu li mikdosh, the Pasuk says, V'shachanti b'soichom. Hashem tells us, make a mikdosh, make a mishkan, and I will come to live in your midst. I'm going to be with you. We'll be living together. We'll be right there. You'll come to see me. I'll be in your midst on a daily basis. And then bring the korbanos and the Yeroa Aleichem Kvod Hashem. You'll see the Kvod Hashem. No, we have to now do something. Take this Minchas HaKtoiros and, so to speak, give this gift back to Hashem and say to Hashem, in that process, we're giving you Kvod. Now, Hashem needs not our Kvod. giving Hashem kovet, any kovet we could give him, is probably closer to an insult than a kovet. There's nothing we could do to give him kovet. He needs not anything from us. The kovet that we give him is for our benefit, to appreciate him more. That's for sure. The only thing we do, when we give kovet to a Beis HaMikdash, when we give kovet to a Beis HaMedrash, when we give kovet to a Beis HaKnesses, when we give kovet to anything that's holy, what we're saying is we are trying to experience and feel the greatness of that place, person, whatever it may be. So then, what are we doing over here? We have the greatest spiritual uplift that could ever happen in all of history. We're in the place, v'shochanti b'soichom. We brought the korbanos that the Torah says, v'yeroa aleichem kved Hashem, the kovet of Hashem will appear to you, you'll see it all. You'll know it all. You've had the highest spiritual height that's humanly achievable. Yet we need more. We need to do something to give back, to give kovet, to bring that minchas haktores, in order to truly appreciate what's going on. And I think what this does is delineate for us what true spirituality is. A person can have the ultimate spiritual inspiration. I'm high. I've never felt so close. I've never felt such... I feel like I'm embracing Hashem in my arms. I see v'yero aleichem kved Hashem. We've got to do something. It's actions that we do that convince us of the true connection to that spirituality. Without bringing that korb mincha, we'd be lacking something in the ultimate spiritual experience. And I think that that's really the secret of Yahadus. It's the combination of inspiration and spiritual uplift with actions that deepen the spiritual awareness. If we don't act, if we don't act upon it, if we don't act as if we are in appreciation of this spirituality, it doesn't mean anything to us. It goes in one ear and out the other, in one nostril and out the other. Whatever we're breathing, whatever we're thinking, one eye and out the other, it doesn't mean, it doesn't stick, it's not real. It needs, and even this would be real, this is the greatest of all, but it needs something more. It needs an expression on our part. It needs that we do something. And this is really where the Maisa HaMitzvahs, Torah is not just about the spiritual inspiration. It's to learn al menas lasos. I'm learning for the purpose of doing. The Yerushalmi says a loshen in Brochos. It says, "Halimid shaloy al menas lasos." One who learns not for the purpose of performing the mitzvahs is noyach loy shaloy nivra. He would have been better off not being created, because it's not real. He has false spirituality. He's learning, it's academic, it's inspiring, it's intellectually stimulating, it's challenging, it's enjoyable, but it's not lemaisa. And unless it makes it not lemaisa, what? He would have been better off not being created? What do you mean I have such a spiritual contact? I learn, I understand, learning Torah is dveikus b'Hashem. I'm connected to Hashem. It's like standing in the Beis HaMikdosh. It's like being b'mokom ha'shores ha'shchina. It's also l'mikdosh v'shachanti v'seicha, and then some. Not enough. It has to be al menas lasos. There has to be action. Because if we don't transpose any spiritual inspiration into actions that emanate from it, and that focus on it, and that express it in a deeper sense because I'm acting accordingly, then the spiritual stuff is ersatz. It's just air. It's nothing. It dissipates. It falls away. I want to tell you a little story. A story went around many years ago, but I think it speaks to this point. There was a Jewish girl didn't know anything about Judaism. She knew she was born Jewish. And she ended up someplace in India, not sure exactly where it was, with some guru on the top of a mountain, I guess. And he was teaching her his philosophy of life, his spirituality. It's all about spirituality. Just gotta focus of stuff, and she was getting into it. She needed something spiritual, something meaningful, and she's working her way into it. She's getting in, and she's ready to... But all of a sudden, she has a bizarre thought. She says, I was born Jewish. I'm going now to a new religious commitment, but I have no idea what my own religious, what my Judaism, what it's all about. She picked herself up. She went to Yerushalayim. She went into a seminary, and she came in, she wanted to hear what Judaism is all about. She came into a class, and they were studying about Hashavas Aveda. You find something, if it has a simin, you have to announce it, you have to return it. Leisuha l'salim, you're not allowed to look the other way, you have to take responsibility for it. Then the person identifies it, all of these detailed halachas. And after 45 minutes of a class, she found it very unspiritually satisfying. Technical, detail, do this, do that, do the other thing, don't do this, don't do that, you must do this. This is your responsibility, you got to give it to the next guy, you got to give it back. It's this, it's yours, it's his, it's... Not for me, I'm out of here. She picked herself up. She must have had a couple of bucks. She goes right back to the guru. I'm ready. She's ready for the final crossing of the T's and dotting of the I's, and she's going to go become his. They're walking along and, getting into it, really. All of a sudden, she spots a wallet. Fat, thick wallet. She picks it up. She notices inside a fortune of money, American $100 bills, like hundreds of them. She notices credit cards. She sees a driver's license with a picture, with an address, even with a telephone number in India. And the guru takes it from her, looks at it, puts it in his pocket under his big robes, his spiritual robes. And they walk on. She says, what's going to happen with the money? The number was there. The name is there. It belongs to somebody. And he ignores her. And he keeps walking. She says, what are we going to do about that? It doesn't belong to us. What are we going to do? And he looks at her. He probably says, I don't know if you're familiar with the line, it used to be a famous line 50 years ago. What do you mean we, Kimasabi? In other words, what we? It's no we anymore. It's all me, not we. And she's getting a little bit nervous over there at his attitude. And they keep walking, and then she says, it doesn't belong to you. You have to give it back to the owner. And he says to her the most profound, just transform it into pleasure, physical pleasure in this world. I will transform all of this money into true spirituality. He has the true spirituality. This young lady picked herself up. She went back to Yerushalayim. She enrolled in the seminary. And the story goes that today she's a mother of many kids and religious living in Eretz Yisrael and so forth. Probably in Ramat Bet Shemesh or in Har Nof or someplace like that. And she's... Now, what's the point? The point is very simple. Spiritual, schmiritual. That's not what it's about. It's about action. And all of a sudden, when she saw false spirituality, when she saw the phoniness of this spiritual guru... who didn't care, couldn't care less about who it belongs to, and right and wrong, and ownership, and returning something to its rightful owner, and any of that kind of stuff, only about transforming it into this metaphysical hogwash that nobody has any concept of what it is. She realized that class that she took in Yerushalayim, where she learned these dry halachas of what you do when you find a lost object, what's right and what's wrong, what's appropriate and what's not, what's yours and what's mine, what's expected of us to be truly good human beings. She realized that that's where the true spirituality lies. The true spirituality lies in actions that are appropriate, in consonance, in concert with that spirituality. Just like the Sipurno told us. Just to have the Shekhinah dwelling in our midst. Just to know V'yero Aleichem Kivoyit Hashem, seeing through the Maisa HaKorbonos, the Kovod Shomayim, that's not enough. It dissipates. It wouldn't have that full, long-lasting effect. Just like learning Torah Almanas, Shalei Almanas Lasois, Noach Loi Shalei Nivro. He would have been better off not being created because he has this quasi or maybe pseudo or maybe phony spirituality. It's not the real thing. The real thing is consummated and consolidated and crystallized and focused and actualized through actions. When the actions reflect the directives and the inspiration of the spirituality, that's when I truly have a spiritual connection with the Creator. That's when what I do, that's when the Osuli Mikdash Vishachanti Besuichom can take its full effect and have its full impact. That's when the Yero Aleichem Kibayit Hashem can really, truly mean what it's supposed to mean to us. If there's that sense of we did something to express it, an action. We brought the Minchas HaKtiris, and there was an action that expresses our appreciation of these spiritual inspirations that surrounded us. And I think that that's something that's very important to keep in mind. Yadus is a system of actions which penetrate to the core of a person's neshama. When we do the Maaseh HaMitzvos, when we learn Almenas Lasois, we're truly transforming ourselves, not with quick fix spiritual inspiration that dissipates just like a cloud, but with lasting and meaningful and real experiences and feelings, because they were actualized through the appropriate actions. And that's what this young woman realized. You want to talk about spirituality, and you want to take something that doesn't belong to you, and just without any consideration, without any feeling, without any sense of conscience, without any sense of connection between your highfalutin spirituality and the simple thing that this poor guy lost fortunes of money, if you can't make that connection, then your spirituality is false, it's phony. And yet, when you do make that connection, then you realize that all of the tedious actions that originally when she saw she went running from, because it was too much detail and doing and this and that. It seemed so mundane, it seemed so petty. But that's truly the source of spirituality and the true definition of spirituality and of connection with spirituality.